What if the key to transforming your entire life was already in your possession, had been all along, not hidden in some distant monastery or locked behind expensive seminars, but right there, between your ears? This revolutionary idea forms the beating heart of a slim volume that has quietly influenced millions since 1903. The premise is deceptively simple. Your thoughts don't just influence your reality, they create it. Every circumstance you face, every relationship you navigate, every success or failure you experience traces back to the invisible architecture of your thinking. In our age of endless distractions and quick fixes, this message feels both ancient and urgently modern. We've become skilled at rearranging our external world while leaving the internal landscape untended, wondering why the same patterns keep recurring regardless of how much we change our circumstances. Your mind resembles fertile soil. Something will grow whether you plant deliberately or not. Left unattended, weeds flourish. Anxiety, resentment, self-doubt, limiting beliefs. With intentional cultivation, you grow thoughts that nourish your life. Every thought is a seed. Plant worry about money and you'll harvest scarcity-reinforcing behaviors, avoiding opportunities, making fear-based decisions, seeing obstacles everywhere. Plant visions of abundance and you'll harvest different outcomes. This framework's power lies in agency. When you catch yourself thinking, "I always mess this up," recognize it as a weed. Consciously replace it. "I'm learning and improving." This isn't denial, it's cultivation. Some thought weeds have deep roots from years of repetition. Removing them takes persistence. But mental gardening shifts your emotional state immediately and transforms circumstances gradually but inevitably. Notice how some people encounter identical problems regardless of circumstances? The person clashing with coworkers finds conflict at every job. Someone perpetually broke receives a windfall only to end up broke again. These patterns aren't cosmic punishment. They're mirrors reflecting inner thought patterns. Your outer world operates as a precise feedback system for your inner world. The relationships you attract, your career, finances, even physical health, all correspond to habitual thinking. Your dominant thought patterns create conditions that attract these experiences. If you secretly believe you're unworthy of love, you'll unconsciously attract partners who don't value you. Someone believing, "I deserve respect and genuine connection," naturally establishes healthier boundaries and attracts different relationships. Financial struggles often reflect disorganized thinking about money or unconscious beliefs that wealth is corrupt or unattainable. Understanding this eliminates victim mentality. Circumstances don't happen to you, but through you. You can't control every external event, but you always control your response, and that response shapes what happens next. Your body isn't just influenced by your thoughts, it's a living record of them. Every cell responds to your mental state, creating biological reality that mirrors your psychological one. Validated by research in psychoneuroimmunology and epigenetics, a frightening thought instantly triggers your body. Heart racing, stress hormones flooding, muscles tensing. Chronic anxiety keeps your body in perpetual fight or flight mode, leading to inflammation, weakened immunity, and disease. Faces become maps of predominant thoughts. Persistent bitterness shows in facial structure. Cultivated joy appears in countenance. The person thinking, "I'm not good enough," physically collapses inward, shoulders rounded, chest caved. The person whose thoughts affirm their worth naturally stands taller. This revolutionizes health. While modern medicine focuses on physical interventions, lasting wellness requires addressing thought patterns creating bodily conditions. Thoughts of peace calm your nervous system. Thoughts of gratitude reduce inflammation. By cultivating mental habits that support well-being, you create a body expressing health rather than disease. Without purpose, thought scatters like unfocused light, diffuse, weak, incapable of meaningful impact. Purpose concentrates these energies into forces powerful enough to reshape circumstances and achieve remarkable goals. Purpose provides the organizing principle for your mental life, filtering which thoughts deserve attention and which should be discarded. The purposeless person wakes wondering what might happen, reacts to whatever arises, ends wherever reactions lead them. The purposeful person wakes with clear intention, responds to circumstances aligned with their goals, ends having moved measurably toward their vision. Purpose builds resilience by providing context for obstacles. The purposeless person sees only the problem itself. The purposeful person sees the problem within their larger goal, transforming "I can't do this" into "this challenge is part of achieving what matters." The mind focused on "how can I achieve this" has no room for "what if I fail?" Every human achievement, from skyscrapers to medical breakthroughs, existed first as thought before becoming reality. This progression follows consistent patterns applicable to any goal. The achievement equation begins with responsibility, accepting that your current conditions stem from previous thoughts and choices. If you created your present through past thinking, you can create your future through present thinking. Next comes vision, the clear mental picture of what you wish to achieve, specific enough to direct your energies, yet flexible enough to accommodate multiple paths. Vision alone creates nothing without concentrated thought, returning repeatedly to your goal despite distractions. Then comes sacrifice, giving up something of lesser value for something greater. These aren't losses, but investments. The final element is persistence, maintaining your vision and effort through difficulties and apparent failures. This equation operates equally across all domains: physical, creative, financial, spiritual. Its power lies in its independence from external factors like education or connections. History abounds with people achieving extraordinary results despite humble beginnings, while others squandered every advantage through unfocused thinking. In our world of constant noise, serenity stands as the crown jewel of personal development, a dynamic equilibrium that maintains inner peace amid life's inevitable storms. Serenity emerges naturally as you master thought. When you recognize that external circumstances mirror internal states, you no longer react frantically to every situation. The serene person isn't immune to challenges, they simply respond thoughtfully rather than impulsively. This quality carries practical benefits. In business, the calm decision maker sees opportunities others miss. In relationships, the serene person listens fully rather than preparing defensive responses. Like shade trees in desert heat, serene individuals provide psychological safety for everyone around them. Developing serenity requires consistent practice, noticing mental responses without immediately identifying with them, seeing current circumstances within larger contexts, and repeatedly bringing attention back to now. True serenity comes not from denying difficult emotions, but from meeting them with compassionate awareness, allowing them to move through you without controlling you. The principles we've explored reveal a profound truth. Thought is the great alchemist of life, continuously transforming circumstance into achievement or struggle. This alchemy operates whether we're conscious of it or not. Mental mastery begins with awareness, becoming the observer of your thoughts rather than being completely identified with them. From awareness comes choice. When you notice thoughts that don't serve your development, you can choose different ones through visualization, affirmation, questioning limiting assumptions, study, inspiring conversation, and meditation. The unconscious thinker lives reactively, buffeted by circumstances. The conscious thinker lives creatively, responding to circumstances while maintaining inner direction. You stand at a threshold. Behind you lies the unconscious life, where thoughts run wild. Before you lies the conscious life, where you become the deliberate architect of your inner world and, through it, your outer world. Your next thought is your next choice. Choose wisely. It's creating your next reality.